Anybody that thinks they're going to cook or save their way, well, first of all, you're on the wrong channel. You need to go watch Dave Ramsey. In regards to what you're saying, man, you need to watch how you talk to yourself. You'll never get out of that spell unless...
How much time should be used every day to becoming successful? I hear a mix of work-life balance and working basically 24/7. What would you recommend for a junior in high school?
The thought of work-life balance is actually bullshit. If you start to get positive momentum towards anything in life, let's say you want to play the trumpet and you don't like music, but if you start to get good at the trumpet and people start to give you positive reinforcement, or you start to feel like you're gaining progress at the trumpet or said thing, then you yourself will start to want to build upon that momentum. And so the reason that I would tell you that I enjoy working 24 hours a day, or from the second I wake up to the second I go to bed, it's all work, 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 because it's this positive thing I've built in my life. So what I would advise you to do is I would daydream about the man you want to become and get super, super, super excited about him. Start thinking about the life he's going to live, and that if you just work right now, and how awesome you are being a junior in high school making real money. And the more you start to build that identity of that young entrepreneur that people are like, damn, the kid's only in high school. Damn, he's young. Damn, now he's 18. He was making money when he was a junior in high school. The next thing you know, it becomes your identity. And for that reason, it's no longer work. It's now fun to use. It's fun to me to study economics. It's fun to me to read a book about building a business, not because of anything other than the fact that I already have that momentum in my identity, and what people look up to me and admire me for is said thing. So if I were you, I would understand that most of the time, people that are saying you need life worth balance are people that have already given up. If you truly want to be successful in life and do well financially and do well with who you are as a man, then work on the things and create enough positive momentum in fitness, business, being well spoken, dressing well, all those things, and then you'll get obsessed with being that high level type man, and it'll become more fun to you than it is work.
Should I sleep with a woman if she is less or even still attractive but considered a hoe or low value? I don't want to degrade myself, but I got no action.
I feel like we've all done that, man. I would tell you to wear a condom. I mean, that's hard for me to answer for you, man. Like at 19, I can tell you I'd have done it. Now, probably not. I think it depends on where you are in your life, and nobody can answer that question for you. The truth is, if you're even thinking about it, you know, you might pass on it today, but that impulse might hit you in a couple of days and you might send the wrong text, my friend. So all I can tell you, man, is if you get yourself in that position and protect yourself, regardless of how people think about her, I would treat her fairly and kindly and be a gentleman, regardless of what you decide to do.
I'm 25. Should I save or use most of my money to maximize my time, even though I have debt? In other words, buy food instead of avoiding cooking, pay rent to reduce the commute.
When it comes to debt, if you have a decent interest rate and it's just not absolutely killing you, which I advise that everybody take a hard look at anything they sign in regards to debt and interest, making sure that you're not going to have a snowball where you can't control it and it just consumes you and eats you alive. I'm a big proponent of out-earning any debt that you have. Debt's a good thing, because if you think you can offset it by cooking instead of going out to a restaurant, then you need to focus on income. I don't think I've ever said this online, but if you can't create income to the point where you don't have to look at what you're swiping your card for, you need to keep working on income. And then when you get to the point where you're making that kind of money, the only saving you're going to be concerned with is how much fucking tax you're going to pay. That's it. So get there. That's the goal. Anybody that thinks they're going to cook or save their way to what, first of all, you're on the wrong fucking channel. You need to go watch Dave Ramsey. You need to out-earn this situation. And if you're paying attention, you're working hard, I think you can probably do that. You can certainly outpace worrying about going to a restaurant versus cooking in and worrying about rent and commuting. Those are small problems. So go get some big income and get some better problems, my friend.
Justin, I'm 30 years old. I got out of the military a few years ago. I want to be an entrepreneur. I just literally don't know where to begin. Any advice?
Yeah, man, I joined the real world. 18 ways to make money from anywhere in the world. You could travel. It's an adventure every day. And then you have a brotherhood in there. You have a guy coming from the military, coming back to civilian life. Probably you feel really isolated. I felt really isolated leaving college football and not having that brotherhood around me. I can't imagine what it's like for you. So joining the real world, one of the benefits that we don't often talk, we talk about the 18 wealth creating, you know, ways in there and how good the professors are, but we don't talk about the brotherhood enough and how there's people next to you that are going through the exact same problems that you're going through every day. And how they can help you through it. If I were you, man, I would deeply consider joining the real world. It's the best deal out there in education, and it's the best deal out there not only on education, but entrepreneurship and how to make money. It's like a cheat code, man. There's a 14-year-old kid that made $3,000 the other day. Dylan Madden just told me on the phone yesterday, how many months of the real world could you pay with $3,000? Another guy, he had no job. He's got two kids, a wife, and he was late on his payments. He paid his rent 3 months in advance off of $49 a month. The best thing about the real world is that instead of going to college, you don't get a report card, you get a paycheck. And there's no A that somebody could put on a report card that'll be better than you making money for yourself while you're learning a skill at such an incredibly cheap price. I can't emphasize to you guys enough, if you do not have a path, there's 18 ways to make money in the real world right now. You could make money tomorrow. The way the 14-year-old made his money was off of Dylan's flipping course. You can go flip something on the internet tomorrow, literally. The guy travels the world, teaches you guys how to learn stuff, and like, he's literally successful doing exactly what he's teaching you. You're not gonna get that at any university or any classroom.
Tow operator in Ontario, 30K in debt and bad credit. If I got a business loan, I could buy my own truck, triple my income, and hit 10K a month. Should I go bankrupt and start fresh from experience?
I'll tell you a quick story. There was a time in my business where I was down $1 million, and it was the hardest time in my life. I thought I was gonna lose the business, thought I was gonna go bankrupt. And with losing the business, I'd have lost a lot of my identity. It was very, very hard on me. It was tough. It was probably one of the biggest struggles of my life. And I'll never forget, I owed United Rentals about $250,000, and I couldn't pay them, so I was late. And I would push money around, and I refinanced my house just so I could make payroll because I had to put my guys first. I would always answer the phone for the rep, but the problem was is that the rep could not get his commission until I paid the bill. And I remember I was already in a bad place, but I remember he got to the point where he was certain that I was gonna go bankrupt and not pay the bill. And for that reason, it was gonna cost him. Obviously, I didn't go bankrupt. I ended up paying these guys, United Rentals, the money back. And he had gone around telling people that I'd hung them out to dry, and I knew about it, and it bothered me. When I finally paid it off, what I told United is I'll pay this off if you pay the rep the commission, because the time had expired on it, and they agreed to it. And it took me a year to dig out of that hole. And I'll never forget when he called me to tell me he appreciated what I did, even after he had kind of told people that I was gonna go bankrupt and hose them. I have to tell you, looking back, even just telling it just now, I'm really, really proud of the fact that I paid United back, I kept all my employees, I paid everybody back, and now we're in the best place we were ever in. And I think without going through that experience, I wouldn't be the person I am now, and I don't think the business would be where it is. And I certainly wouldn't have the respect of that one person that thought I was going to turn my back.
Mr. Waller, thank you for all that you do. Every time I try to get ahead in life, I always fail. I feel like I'm destined to be a loser.
Gotta quit talking like that, man. In regards to what you're saying, man, you need to watch how you fucking talk to yourself. You'll never get out of that spell unless you start flipping things to the positive. One of the most important muscles I feel like anybody could ever build in their life is the muscle of flipping things to the positive. No matter what happens to you, you have to find a way. Flat tire on the side of the road, man, perfect. I'm behind on my push-ups. Let me get 200 push-ups in and then change the tire. I don't have to work out for the day. You get a bad break and lose a client or whatever, good. Now we can amplify the marketing. I lost my Instagram. You know, my Instagram's been gone for a while. So we blew up Twitter. You know, we must have picked up 40, 50,000 followers on Twitter by putting our reels on Twitter. You have to find a way to flip it. So now when I get my Instagram back, I'll be in a position where now I have two strong platforms instead of one. And by the way, the whole time, the guys that were hacking my account and still hacking my account are sending me messages, laughing, blah, 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 ha, 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 send me money. They're trying to extort me for money, right? But instead of getting angry, I'm like, no, that's cool. Take it. Fuck the Instagram. We'll go to Twitter. And that's what we did. And by the time we get the Instagram back, it will be that much stronger on another platform. So you have to flip it to the positive, man. You're not destined for bad luck. You're in your own head in a negative way, and that's got to stop. Always say you got two voices. The little bitch voice is real strong right now. So what you need to do is make the grown-ass man voice come in with so much confidence and conviction that it smothers any doubt, and that'll kill the small voice. Start working on that. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself and know that you're a winner. And the more that you can flip that mindset and turn everything to the positive, just find a fucking way to make it positive for you. Make sure you win no matter what. You'll be fine, man. A couple months, and that muscle will be built into you. You won't be able to help it but win.
What can I do to escape my 10 plus year porn addiction? I have been struggling since I was a child. I can't seem to escape it. It makes me so miserable.
Yeah, man, that's tough. The tricky part about porn or drugs and things like that, it's like they kind of tend to feel better than the endorphin rush you might get from working out, right? Or the feeling you get when you complete a task, right? It's something that nature created. Your body feels a certain way. It's euphoric. Okay, got it. In order to quit, I highly suggest that you look into ways that you can change your atmosphere. Anytime you're in a situation where you're eating bad food, you're watching porn, you're doing drugs, whatever you're doing, new friends, new atmospheres, new strategies. So one strategy I have for food, I keep an empty refrigerator and I'll order food every night and I only eat what comes, and that stops me from eating food just because it's there. In your situation, if you were to change the atmosphere and you could find a scenario where you could get excited about something more than you were excited about porn, and I don't know how much time you're wasting on it, but if you could create something that made you feel more high or better than the porn itself or the feeling that you get when you do it, then I strongly think that you would probably stop doing it. Also, it might make a lot of sense if you lock those things out of your computer or whatever device that you're watching the porn on. I think that's probably the best way you can go about it. Guys, listen, I love you. I appreciate you. I hope today was helpful. I can't emphasize enough how much it means to me that you guys show up and ask me the questions and that I get to do this with you guys all the time. So hope y'all are doing well. Go to the gym, put down the drugs, and find some guys that are on the same path as you. I'll see you later.